Welcome to Astro Unicorn number 11. Today we have a SCD special. The Dutch artist called SCD. It stands for something completely different. SCD is Boele Gerkes from the town of Zutphen in Holland. He was born in 1964. At the age of 7, he started with piano lessons. He wrote his first compositions at the age of 14. His first synthesizer he got when he was 16, and that was the Yen S6000. Nice Italian synthesizer. Very simple but nice. During his teenage years, he had his first Tangerine Dream experience. He started to listen to Klaus Schulze, Kraftwerk, Jean-Michel Jarre, or as they say in America, John Michael Jouret. He also listened to Pink Floyd, the Beatles, etc. After high school, he started a band called SCD with two friends, but they quickly left, so he continued it alone. Synthesizers. He's got things like a Korg PS 3100, Waldorf Wave, Memory Moog. But he makes some good music with it. That's what we're gonna listen to this show. To that music. This must be one of the rawest SCD songs. It's called Lended Poly 6. He apparently lent a Poly 6. It sounds a bit like a cross between Burzum and Omar S. Very nasty sound. The next song we're gonna play is called Screwdriver, and it's from 1982. And apparently it's played on a Gen SX-1000 synthesizer. And you can read on the SCD site that the phaser effect was achieved by turning the playhead from the tape recorder with a screwdriver, explaining the title. It's a very nice trick, so I put it on. Thank you. That was a track called November Morning. We continue now with the part of the show called Uncovering Synthesizer Mysteries.
Uncovering Synthesizer Mysteries.
Today's guest synthesizer is the Korg Poly 800, a simple and cheap synthesizer, which is easy to get. It's got MIDI and it's got a digital interface, and there's a numeric pad and two buttons which you can change the value. It's analog, it's got two oscillators, each with a sawtooth and a square wave. You can change the pitch in an organ style, with like how many inches you want. And then there's the usual analog filter, and you can detune the two oscillators. It's an 8-voice polyphonic. When you use the both oscillators, it becomes 4. As you can hear it, it's got a distinctive cheapest synthesizer sound, but it sounds nice. It's very like electro, maybe even a bit Drexy and stuff like that. Now you can hear the Korg memory and the joystick, which you can change the filter and the pitch, the pitch and stuff like that. You can do a lot of nice stuff with it, as you can hear. Typical Stinkwork style keyboard jam. North Carolina style. Though he never used a Korg Poly 800, I'm pretty sure of that. He used a GX8P, I think, from Roland. There were two versions of the Poly 800. You had the old version and then Mark II version, which is darker and looks a little bit more cooler. It's dark blue. The difference is that it's got a better MIDI and a built-in digital delay. There's also a very handy sequencer on board. It's a step sequencer, very simple. Unfortunately, it doesn't work on the Poly 800 I have here, because it's a really ghetto one. But yeah, SCD uses that sequencer a lot in his old tracks. So yeah, we're gonna end this review and listen to some SCD with the Korg Poly 800. Enjoy! Thank you. classic SCD jams, Poly 800, track number 7. Now you're hearing Marathon 2. Apparently this is of a whole series of conceptual tracks from SCD about Marathon. Maybe like Marathon Man, who knows. SCD is a marathon runner. We don't have any information about that. He starts running now.
Thank you.
Submarine, safely submerged in the deep icy waters of the Arctic Sea, a submarine peacefully floats through the darkness, closely shadowed by a mysterious presence. A very dreamy track that is blanketing your ears with its soothingly beautiful warm sound.
Thank you.
listening to a track called Filicorda, and it's a Dutch combo organ that was made by Philips in Holland. And in the USA they were sold under the name Pencrest, probably some other countries too. It's a kind of a cult organ with a unique sound. You could say it's the Dutch Fox Continental or Jaguar. It was developed in the experimental and secretive Philips laboratory called Room 306. And there they basically focused on electronic music stuff. And it's also the same place where the Kit Balton and Tom Disseveld were making their groundbreaking electronic music experiments in the 1950s. That would later influence Jean-Jacques Barry and the likes. The first electronic Moog musicians. And the first Filicorda organ was produced in 1963. And it used tube preamps, giving it an extremely woolly sound, almost psychedelic, because it's constantly sizzling and changing all over the place. There were many different incarnations of this organ, including the GM754, which had a built-in cassette recorder, so you could record your stuff while you were playing. And in the 70s, the last one were made, called the Filicorda Rhythm. They had a built-in drum machine or rhythm box, but it didn't sell very well. So then they stopped making it. Okay, let's play some more music.
Thank you.
one of the more popular SCD jams. It's called Yen Hammer, because it sounds like a Miami Vice theme. But a very nice track. Extremely lo-fi production. Next song is gonna be called Fender Rhodes, song number 3. Used in almost every genre of music back in the days. It still is used. You can hear it in Herbie Hancock, Bob James, and soundtracks in John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13, and Julie's theme. There's this same sound, the Rhodes. It was invented by a guy called Harold Rhodes in the Second World War. Apparently, he designed it so injured soldiers could play it in bed, because it didn't have the bottom part of a normal piano. I think they could put it over the bed or something. And over the years, it evolved into the Mark I Rhodes, which came out in the mid-60s, which was the very first real Rhodes. of the sound that everybody knows. And that one evolved into the Mark II, which went into production in 1979. And there was also the ill-fated Mark III, which had a simple polyphonic synthesizer built-in. But that one is very rare, because only a few units were sold. And I never seen one. And, well, in 1984, the Rhodes company went out of business with the last Rhodes model, which was the Mark V. I hope you know a little bit about the Rhodes now. Let's continue with some music.
Life in the mud, only struggle and survival. in the ocean and wash of the mud with bright and clear water of the deep blue sea. Of the deep blue sea. So move on down.
Of a beautiful Blade Runner-esque sunset in the rain. Very tear-jerking. Well, I'm gonna put it on now. Thanks for listening. Have a nice evening. And keep on listening to the CBS.